Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot more happened in addition to the Steeler game, especially yesterday around the NFL. We wrap it all up every Monday morning with the five.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead!
Number five.
The Cleveland Browns handed Carolina its fifth loss in a row by beating them 26-20. That's their fifth win of the season. Will the Browns be 2019 playoff contenders?
The odds won't be as long on them. How about that?
I still think they're... Well, it depends. It depends. I'd like to see who the coach is in Cincinnati first before I know that answer. And what the quarterback situation is in Baltimore fully I know that answer. But I think that there will be a 500 team next year. So maybe that gets you in. Maybe it doesn't.
They're going to be a whole lot closer next year than they were this year. We'll give them that much.
Mm-hmm.
Number four.
Baltimore took the Chiefs to overtime on the road, but ended up losing 27-24, falling to 7-6 on the year. Are the Lamar Jackson-led Ravens now better than the Steelers? Are they a better team?
I don't know if they're better than the Steelers, but I will say this. They're better than the old Ravens in so much as they don't do dumb stuff. They go forward with the football.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a, the Lamar Jackson-led Ravens are better than the Joe Flacco at this point-led Ravens because there is an element of surprise. They keep the football on the ground. They pound you around the goal line, and they just move it forward.
And their defense is still, even though I know Kansas City was able to move the ball on them in the second half yesterday, first half, they really slowed the Chiefs down. So are they better than the Steelers? All told, maybe not, but their defense definitely is better than the Steelers, D.
Number three.
Chris Boswell and Keith Butler. Will either one of these men still have a job within the next couple days?
Keith Butler will, because they're not going to fire a coordinator midseason. That's just not what they do. Chris Boswell should be on the unemployment line. I hate to say, hey, you should cut this guy or fire that guy, but Chris Boswell's not making kicks. That's your only job.
Yeah, I don't hate to say it. These guys, you know those, when you're leaving the Pirate game and it's a beautiful, nice summer night, and you hear this music playing, and you're like, where's that loud music from? Is that from a car? Where is that from? Is it a guy on the street? And you look over, and it's all lit up and blinking, and it's that guy riding that, like, three-wheeled bike, and you can sit in the back, and he gives you a rickshaw sort of thing. Pedicab. That should be taking them from wherever they are right now to the airport, with Keith Butler in one side and Chris Boswell in the other, and their bags in the middle. And it should be driving right down, pedaling right down the parkway on the way to Greater Pitt. And here you go. Here, you are on your way to Fort Worth, and you are on your way to, he lives somewhere in the south, I'm sure.
Oh, they both end up in Arizona in 15
minutes. Go ahead and out of time, because those guys shouldn't have jobs anymore. Continue.
Number two.
Is this the worst loss in the Mike Tomlin era?
Regular season, yes. Certainly. It is certainly the worst regular season loss.
And it's certainly the one that he's most culpable for. The only other loss I thought of initially was the Ben 5 pick game to Jacksonville last year in the regular season, but this is so much more on Tomlin than any one of those other ones that initially popped to mind. So yes, we'll chalk it up as the worst of his era.
Number one.
Will the 2018 Pittsburgh Steelers make the playoffs?
No. No, they'll lose two of their last three. The Ravens will win two of their last three. The Steelers will finish 8-7-1 and out of the playoffs.
I think they'll find a way to get in, but I don't know how long their life will be in the playoffs. As an aside, did you happen to catch Bruce Gretkowski on the field yesterday?
No.
It was like Raiders alumni week. He has an unbelievable photo that I saw on his Instagram this morning, and I've got to send him a message. It's not a joke photo. He's serious, but it's like one of those joke ones you would take. Bruce Gretkowski and Mark Davis. Is that who's the owner guy? Not the bottle shop guy. What's the guy's name with the bad hair?
From
Mike Davis. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever his first name is.
Yes, yeah. And it is like such, it looks like one of those people that you would see and you're like, I got to get a photo with you. And then you, all your buddies are like, it's like a total jag around photo. But it really is Bruce with the owner of the Raiders. And I just could not stop laughing looking at that this morning because I don't have any hair. But if I did have hair and someone said, you've got to style it, that's the very last, I'd rather cut all my hair off than style it like that. That guy's hair is like impossible to believe that he wants it like yes. that. And he's like not Mennonite or Amish. It's
it
incredible.
It's just somebody put a bowl on his head and that's that.
I was fascinated by it looking at Bruce's stuff this morning. But anyhow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.